Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you really wanting to do something, but you're terrified or stopped by the fear? Well, today we're going to be talking about this and coming out of the comfort zone. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. So make sure you stay to the end of this podcast because I've got something exciting to announce just in case you missed the last episode. Let's begin with the episode today. So I used to look at confident people and think, wow, they're so confident. They must just be like that. Oh, the lies we tell ourselves to avoid fear. This is especially true in the workplace where I just used to think, some people are confident, I'm not, that's how it is. What a massive lie. One of the misconceptions and biggest lies we tell ourselves is that confident people just naturally like that. Everyone is born with good self-esteem and they're willing to go out there and confidently do stuff. However, experiences and learnings come into our life, and these beliefs and lies that we tell ourselves are what stop us, and it's fear that stops us as well. Now, some of the most exciting things, I used to be even terrified just to even say my name in a meeting or talk to someone or ask someone for something, especially in the workplace. But I learned that doing the most terrifying things for me, which are an absolute joke to me now, like speaking up in a meeting, you know, of course that's going to be terrifying. Maybe it's terrifying for you and some people, but they used to be terrifying for me. And just speaking to someone, asking them to do something. Now, these things I just look at and think, why was I ever scared of them? And at the time when I went through those challenges, it gave me some of the biggest thrills in my life. When I push through fear, it's given me the biggest boost of confidence that I've experienced. I remember when I invested thousands of pounds into a program when I was into my last bit of savings. Now, most people and the old me that I know, well, most people I know and outside of the personal growth world, and the old me would have gone, oh no, the money's a problem. Even though I had the money, I would have just been a little bit uncomfortable for a while. I was like, I'm not going to invest. The old me would have been like that. But I knew the program would benefit me, and I made that money back. And that's just one example. And when I did that investment, I remember going for a run, the adrenaline through my body. I felt so over the moon that I had given myself a chance and gone through fear and done something. And when I've given speeches and meetings in front of the whole company, when I used to do that in the corporate world, I was just so thrilled, so over the moon, and it's coming out of the comfort zone. The big problem is, and I just cannot emphasize this strongly enough, confident people are scared as well. We all have fears, but it's your attitude and moving through fear that makes you more confident. We are not just magically confident. You have to do confidence in order to feel confidence. That's the honest truth. Now, if it's too big a jump, we break it down. That's what we do. But coming out of your comfort zone, even if it's just coming on the edge of your comfort zone, there is nothing that can boost your confidence like doing something you fear. Think about it. What's it going to cost you if you keep giving into that fear? So why is it that we don't like discomfort? Well, our brains do everything to avoid discomfort. It makes up these dangers. It's doing that to keep you alive, as we've talked about numerous times. And I'm just going to say the hard truth because that's what my job is as a coach, as a mentor to people. You've got to take the action. Like, I can remember clients just saying, oh, I'm going to do this first, that first. And I'm like, no, you're lying to yourself. You've actually got to take the action. Now, if we keep saying, oh, it'll be all right. Oh, don't worry. It's a big jump. That's not going to change our life, is it? We've got to support ourselves. You've always got to talk well to yourself, but you've got to realize you've actually got to push through the fear. It's that simple, but it's just not easy because emotionally we get on top. But it's better emotionally than being scared your whole life and not doing things. Okay, so what can you do? You break it down, as we talked about. You can break it down into simple bits of actions. I've used this before, but if you're new to this, if you're terrified of doing a speech in front of your whole company, if let's use that as an example, you then do a speech to maybe just a friend or your manager or someone. Then you do it to a smaller group and you build momentum for there. Momentum equals progress. Progress equals more confidence and joy. You've just got to take the action and break it down. I just really wanted to emphasize this point today. We're lying to ourselves when we procrastinate, say, oh, I'll do this in a bit. I remember making my first YouTube video. My mentor, coach, a brilliant woman, thank you for calling me out on my own lies. Oh, okay, I might make my first YouTube video. I just got to learn a little bit more. Oh, I'll hold off for a bit. However, I made that first YouTube video, made a few more, and I got to so many people that way. And then I decided to make a podcast, and I've reached almost 250,000 plays. Now, I'm not saying this to impress you. I'm saying this as an example of the fact I took action despite my fear and worries and the impact it's making on people's lives and how it's improved my life. And I've reached many people. I have people reaching out for coaching. I've coached people, even though I was scared of coaching at first because I didn't want to do a bad job. I didn't want people to think, you know, I was doing them a disservice or anything like that. You have to move through the fear. It's really simple as that, to come out of your comfort zone. And then there's a question I want you to ask yourself. So to get over the psychological battle, ask yourself, what will happen if I keep myself here? What's your life going to be like in 5, 10, 15 years? Feel that pain, because it's a good pain. It's a pain that's going to move you forward. Imagine if you don't speak to that person you like, you might not form that relationship then. Maybe you keep doing it. Maybe you end up alone. Maybe you don't ask for that job promotion. Maybe as a result, you end up broke. Now, this sounds really, really like negative, but what it's trying to do is I'm trying to give you more pain of not taking action. So therefore, you're going to take action. But also think about the pleasure you're going to get. If we do what we do over and over again and get no results, that is insanity, my friend. Doing the same thing over and over again is insanity. So how much longer are you going to not take action, give into that fear? When you come out of that comfort zone, it's going to give you the biggest thrill. And get someone to keep you accountable to it. That's one of the biggest things. Not just saying it to yourself, getting someone reliable to keep you accountable. Now, a coach is very good for that, because a coach can ask you the right questions, can really get you looking at the right things, can guide you. But you can also ask someone to keep you accountable who's a friend. You are not different from anyone else who appears confident. People who are confident, there's a difference, but I'll go into that in a second. We all have fears. We all have fears. Anyone like charismatic on stage, like some amazing charismatic speakers I see, they're like, oh, I'm still fearful before I get on stage. The difference is, I remember hearing an example from a famous speaker. I usually have a name in my head, but actually on this case, I can't remember who it was. But I remember two people, famous people, saying they were going out on stage. And one of them said, I'm so fearful, I'm going to be sick. And like, they pulled out of it. And then there's another guy who said, I'm so fearful. And that's when I know I'm ready. And then I heard someone else who said, I change the fear to excitement. I tell my brain it's excitement. So it's all about how you handle the fear. Let me rephrase that again. It's not like confident people have zero fears. It's just how they handle them. And you can handle your fears two. Okay, so I've stopped myself as well coming out of the comfort zone, and it frustrated me. I remember like not opting in for some really high quality coaching just because I was fearful of the price, which was a lie. I could have afforded it. And actually, I spent the money on rubbish anyway, like over the next few months. And it was me giving in, and I regretted that. I remember regretting not going to an event at school because I was fearful that perhaps I wasn't in with the cool crowd back then. And then I was fearful of how I might look going to that event. And those are the things that make me regret it. But every time I've done something, even if it's not worked out the way, I do not regret it because I've taken that chance. I've come out of my comfort zone, and you can too. But if you're really looking to overcome the challenge of coming out of the comfort zone and your self-confidence in your career and business, then I have something for you. This is what I was mentioning at the beginning. I'm introducing my new program where I will personally work with you one-to-one on your confidence and your mindset in your career or business, if you qualify for the program. So if you're fed up of being in self-doubt, the pain of worrying about it all or what others think, the lack of trust in yourself, these are all things I've experienced, and you're feeling these things in your career or business, and you really want to grow, but you're holding yourself back and you're frustrating the hell out of yourself, then just drop me a message. How can you do that? Well, just send me a very, very simple message. All you've got to say is coaching, and you can message me on Instagram. My handle is @johnny.pardo. Or if you're not on Instagram, you can reach me on Facebook or LinkedIn. Just type in Johnny Pardo into them as well. I will leave the links in the description for you to find me as well. Take action to improve your life. Like I said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and not getting results. How long do you want to keep holding yourself back in your current pattern and not getting any results? I look forward to speaking to you soon. But thank you so much for listening. And if you've appreciated this, please share this with your friends and family and give this a rating so we can reach more people together and make an impact on more people's lives. I appreciate you, and make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence.